Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Everest. Hey, Everest, I hear you're having a birthday pretty soon in a couple weeks, and I wanted to wish you an early happy birthday from Mr. Jim. I'm so glad that you are on the Spy Kid team. And I want to give a special shout out to Nico and Luca from Southport, Connecticut, and Emma from Montreal, Mexico. Hey guys, I'm so glad that you guys are on the Spy Kid team too. If you want a shout out or submit your story idea, go to kidsshortstories.org today, and I would love to see your ideas and see your name so that I can say hello during an episode. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Ever since Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas stole the hard drives from Spy Kid HQ, remember when they froze it? Yeah, they also stole the hard drive! They have been on the run because they've been trying to figure out how to crack and solve this hard drive that was super encrypted, but they still have not been able to figure it out. Well, they flew away on their blimp, and they've been finding new secret places to hide while they try and solve this hard drive.
Hey, Purple Ninjas, come over here. I think I found a new secret base for us.
Dr. Stinky Breath had found a tunnel in a hillside that looks like it was a big bunny village. Yeah, bunnies like to build big underground tunnels that they share with a whole bunch of other families, bunny families. And Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas, I think they're gonna take over this bunny village underground and kick them out. Because I think this is gonna be their new secret base.
All right, Purple Ninjas, you need to get rid of all of these bunnies, and then we can get to work.
Right away, the Purple Ninjas started scaring all the bunnies out of the tunnels, and they went running as fast as they could. The bunnies were so scared. Oh no, that sounds like a job for Everett and Ozzy. Everest and Ozzy were on the Spy Kid Animal Rescue Team. Everest had been on the team for a very long time, and his little baby brother was helping from home on the walkie-talkie. Psh! Everest! Everest, come in! Over! Hey, Ozzy, what's going on? Everest, I heard that there's some kind of catastrophe happening in the hillside with the bunnies. I think something with Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas. But you need to go check it out. I'll send you the coordinates. Over. Everest had a Spy Kid motorcycle that was super fast. Do you guys like going fast on your bikes or your scooters? Yeah, Everest was so fast on his Spy Kid motorcycle. Whoa, I want one of those. As he zoomed off, he was headed straight for wherever Dr. Stinky Breath had been mean to those bunnies. First, he needed to find the bunnies and make sure that they were okay. As he drove through the hillside, following the coordinates, he quickly found the first couple bunnies. He stopped his motorcycle and ran over to the bunnies and said, "Bunnies, are you okay?" said Everest.
"Yeah, well, we're very sad because that evil man kicked us out of our house and now we don't have anywhere to sleep at night."
Oh no, that's terrible. Well, my name's Everest, and I'm a part of the Animal Rescue Spy Kid team. And I'm here to help you and try and get your house back.
That would be amazing! Thank you so much!
Everest quickly gathered all the bunnies together and asked them for clues, and he learned a lot about the situation and all of the tunnels.
The bunnies even had a map of their house, which would come in really, really helpful, because if he had a map of Dr. Stinky Breath's secret underground base, then maybe there's something that we could do to get him out of there. Everest gave all the bunnies carrots to eat. Because you know bunnies like carrots, right? Oh my goodness, yes they do. They love to eat carrots, and so do I. Carrots are so good. Well, all those bunnies were very happy. They started eating their carrots, and they were very happy to know that someone was protecting them. Everest took the map and radioed into Spy Kid HQ. He said, "All right, guys, I am onto something with Dr. Stinky Breath. I think I found exactly where he is. Do we know of any weaknesses that he has?"
"Oh, hey there, Everest. It's good to hear from you. Yes, there is one thing that we know Dr. Stinky Breath is very afraid of. Do you have any toothpaste on you?"
"Toothpaste?"
"Oh, yeah. Dr. Stinky Breath, he's very, very afraid of toothpaste. If he sees any around, he'll get out of there in no time."
"That gives me a really good idea. Thanks, HQ. Over and out." "All right. I think I have a really good idea," Everest said. He radioed back to Ozzy at his home base. "Hey, Ozzy, could you send me some, like a whole bunch of toothpaste?" "Over." "Hey, Everest, did you ask for a whole bunch of toothpastes?" "Yeah, because Dr. Stinky Breath is really afraid of it. So if you could send it to me, like, as soon as you can, that'd be great. Over." And so Ozzy grabbed a jetpack and filled up a big bag of toothpaste and zoomed it on over to Everest. Everest had an amazing plan. He was gonna squeeze the toothpaste out at every entrance around the tunnels where Dr. Stinky Breath was hiding in. And I bet the smell of the toothpaste would then waft into the tunnel system and make Dr. Stinky Breath run away. Everest followed the map of the tunnels and made sure that every entrance was covered in toothpaste. Except one, because that would be the one that the Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath would run out of. So he did all the work, and all of a sudden, he heard a noise.
"What is that smell?
It smells terrible. Oh, my tummy hurts so much. Yeah, that smells like toothpaste. Let's get out of here.
Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas, I've never seen them run that fast before. They definitely don't like the smell of toothpaste. Maybe that's why he has very stinky breath. Well, Everest saved the bunnies' home. The bunnies were so happy to go back to their tunnel home, and Everest was really excited to learn that Dr. Stinky Breath had a big weakness with toothpaste. And that was going to be a really important thing to remember in future mysteries.
Great job, Everest and Ozzy. You guys stopped Dr. Stinky Breath from being mean to bunnies and saved their home. And you guys did such an awesome job. All right. Well, I'll see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye.